This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You guys know we love Away at Lady Lovin' because it is just the best luggage company on the planet. And it is the holiday season, which means it is time for traveling. And you guys know I have the large Away bag that I check with me and that I stuff to the brim. I feel like Mary Poppins with that bag because I can put so much stuff in it. It is such a sturdy bag. Those four spinner wheels, the 360 spinner wheels, I can literally trek that thing anywhere. And they are just the best. It's also the best gift. Like, if you don't know what to get anyone this holiday season as a gift, truly get them an Away bag. It's like receiving luggage. If everyone thinks that that's like lame, but then you realize like, oh my God, this is so nice. I need to have a bag that is durable, that is well-made, that has the 360 spinner wheels, that's TSA approved combination lock, that has a washable laundry bag in there. I mean, it's just when you receive that, you're like, oh, this is great. This changes travel. Away has changed travel for me and I travel all the time. I have a black carry-on. I got a matching black large bag, but they also have so many colors to choose from. So you guys, you should just really, it's an amazing gift. Even if you know someone that doesn't travel that much, getting them in the carry-on is just amazing because you always find that you're like packing some bag that's a pain in the ass to carry, and this one is just the best and I just love it so much. Also, their compression system. I already said that I overpack. I'm an overpacker 100%, but that large Away that I brought with me on a recent trip, I think I packed almost all of my clothes in it and it was great. So you really should get this as a gift. I'm not kidding you. It's the best. So for $20 off of a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/lovin' and use the promo code lovin' during checkout. That's $20 off of a suitcase by visiting awaytravel.com/lovin' with the promo code lovin' during checkout, because this season, everyone wants to get away. So do it. Get that back.
Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamonds. If you've never heard of lab-grown diamonds, the biggest thing to know about them is that they have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab. And while natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, making them more affordable at $200 for a quarter carat plus the cost setting. You want to know my favorite thing about them? They come in different colors. You can get them in pink, blue, or white. Pink and blue natural diamonds are so rare, you've probably never seen one before. But now you can own a lab-grown one or several. They've got necklaces and earrings for birthdays, beach days, or just because days. Treat yourself or give one as a gift to your bestie. Just saying, I've got a birthday coming up and pink is definitely my favorite color. Just check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/lovin'.
Hello, beautiful lady lovers, and welcome to the first episode of Lady Lovin' in December.
It is. Is it December? It's December 2nd.
No, well, it is December 2nd today, but tomorrow is December 3rd, which is when the episode will be released. Yeah. Which is very exciting. December is one of my favorite months. Jilly, do you like December?
I do. I like December because there's a theme. I love themes, and December has like a very winter theme. So you can really dress up to the part of December. You know what I mean?
I think that all months have a theme based upon the holidays that exist in them.
But do you think that April has a theme?
Well, yes, because it's my birthday. So the theme is birthday. Okay. But I was going to say it is challenging for months. April is a challenging month for themes. June, also a challenging month for themes.
You know what I used to love about June, though?
What?
I felt like June was when it rained a lot, at least in Southern California when I grew up.
June gloom,
baby. It was like June
gloom.
Yeah. I know. And so I used to love it because we didn't have seasons, really. So I love June.
That is the weird thing about living in LA is like the lack of seasons. Today, Abe and I went and bought a Christmas tree and people were just buying Christmas trees in like shorts. And I was like, this is so bizarre.
That's so odd.
I know. Well, not as odd as when I was. So the reason why I was absent for the past like three episodes was because I was down in Chile. And it's crazy being down there because it's the beginning of their summer. So it would be like 90 degrees and everyone is putting up like Christmas decorations still. And the crazy thing about Christmas is that like Santa Claus lives in the North Pole, obviously. So like all of the decorations and all of the theme of Christmas is still snow and it's still like a cold weather theme. But it is so crazy seeing these like snow themed decorations in a summer environment. It was trippy.
Yeah.
I couldn't because I just we associate holidays so much with the temperature of what's happening outside.
You know, I do love a like Southern California winter or holiday theme, I guess Christmas Hanukkah theme too, like only because of like the memories that I had when I was younger of like going to the mall with my mom. Like there's this mall called Fashion Island that we went to and they had a huge Christmas tree and it's still like so beautiful out, but there are like some decorations. I guess like the holidays are great everywhere. Even though like I'm a Grinch about Thanksgiving, it is kind of like fun to have this sort of, you know, dressed up theme.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I hung out with Lo and I hung out with my sister and her husband and their baby, who's so cute. And then I hung out with Lo after that. So I had two Thanksgivings, which was really fun for me to be that active, but it wasn't as fun for my stomach.
Did Lo cook a bunch of stuff?
She did. She did cook a bunch of things.
What did she make?
You know, I didn't really, I had some of her mashed potatoes and then I don't really know what else I had. But the funny thing about it is I went over there after my first Thanksgiving and then 4 hours, like I guess they had started eating at 5 and it was like 9:30 or 10 and then they ordered a pizza.
Why not?
Like, I love how like, I wonder how many people eat Thanksgiving and then end up being like hungry because you eat Thanksgiving so early. It's 5 p.m. and then you're like, okay, I'm still hungry. So you need more food.
In my family, we always eat Thanksgiving at like 8. We're like a real dinner Thanksgiving family. But I know most people treat Thanksgiving as a lunch.
Yeah, I treat Thanksgiving as whatever.
Jilly, no, are you rolling your face with a rose quartz roller?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we're on FaceTime and you can see me.
Do those things work?
So, that's so funny. I literally was like, this is something that you don't really want. Like, actually, who cares who sees you do it? But I forgot that we were on FaceTime and I am jade rolling my face right now.
Do they work?
I think actually Lo gave this to me.
But does it work is my question.
I've never done it because I've never had enough time in my life to sit still for 20 minutes and not do anything. So this is like, I guess I can do this while we podcast. I can jade roll. I can worry about the, you know, the puffiness of my face while we podcast.
Yeah, I really want to get a jade roller, but I would like some of our listeners to write into us about their jade rolling experiences because I want to know if it's legit or if it's not legit and should I invest? Because I was at my waxing place the other day and they sell them there and I was like, should I buy this or am I an idiot, you know?
Well, the thing about it is you're supposed to put it, I think, in the refrigerator or freezer so that way it's cold. So if you put any sort of cold compress on your face, it's definitely going to make it not as puffy.
Oh, I have one of those like blue ice masks that I put on my face.
Because, so, I mean, in that sense, it will work. But I think there's something where the jade is supposed to like activate and decrease the puffiness in your face. But I mean, I'm going to do this and I think it's going to really make a difference in my life.
Well, you should use it like diligently every single day for the next like 2 weeks and take pics.
I guess I might have 20 minutes before I go to bed to do this, but I would need like, I don't have a TV. I'm trying to think what are the activities you can do.
You could meditate while you roll.
I don't think that's the point of meditating. I think you're supposed to like,
you can be in active meditation while you roll.
Really? I thought you were supposed to meditate while you're still.
Well, there are all different kinds of meditation.
Although, I haven't really had time to meditate, and I've been trying to do the, like, anti-anxiety in Headspace, because I love that app, Headspace. And so I've just been listening to it on my walk to work, which probably isn't what you're supposed to do either. you're probably supposed to sit still.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. I think just taking the time to meditate in any capacity is better than not meditating at all. I also just think I'm trying to be better about like getting in the habit of doing it, because that's the kind of thing you gotta like build to. It's like going to the gym, you know?
I know. I'm all about building healthy habits. I think that, you know, you just have to do things every day for like a month and then it just, you fall in love with them. I would love to do that with reading. That's something that I would like to get into for 2019 is reading.
Do you not read?
I read a lot of articles. I don't read a lot of books. Mm. So like I'm constantly reading news articles and I subscribe to all these newsletters and I don't read a lot of books per se, but I think that that's a nice activity that I would like to get into.
Well, you know what is a must read for you then 2019 is Michelle Obama's newest book.
I know, Becoming. I went to someone's house this weekend and they had two Michelle Obama books because they were that big of a fan.
I mean, she is queen forever and always. Michelle Obama is just like God, maybe.
She just spoke at the Barclays Center.
I know. Did you go?
I didn't. My mother's been here. So my mother is currently here.
Oh my God. She's actually, fam time.
She's listening to us record this podcast as I jade roll.
Is your mom at your house?
She is.
Oh my God. Should we get some mom advice on the pod?
I mean, she's actually reading right now. My mother is a avid reader. She loves
ferocious.
To read. She brought two books that are each like 400 pages on this trip, and she already finished one, and now she's on to the second one.
What are the books that she brought?
She loves this series by J.K. Rowling. It's her. She doesn't use her real name. She uses like a faux name, and she wrote these sort of mystery books, and my mom loves them.
Oh, I had no idea that J.K. Rowling wrote mystery books. What is the fake name that she writes them under?
She used this name called Robert Galbraith, and she wrote, this is her fourth one. My mom just finished, but I think she didn't tell people it was her until maybe she had written two.
Oh, interesting. I had no idea about this. But, like, I will be 100% honest, and I've talked about this before on the pod. I've never read Harry Potter. Did you read Harry Potter?
I read a few of the books, and then I watched all the movies. I was a big Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I haven't even really seen any of the movies either. Like, and it's crazy because Abe is a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I love Harry Potter. Harry Potter is the best. I think this was pretty smart of her too, in the sense that if you write such a, it's kind of like this, like if you're an actor in Friends per se, it's very hard for you to break from that character. And I think that if she released this first book under her real name, maybe she would have like alienated some people, or only, you know, her Harry Potter fans would have maybe been interested. But this is like, I think she's written this and for an older crowd.
Yeah, like maybe people would have thought it was for a YA demo or something like that.
Yeah, or maybe they would have thought that it was, you know, they would have said, oh, I don't want to read that because they didn't like Harry Potter, or, you know, but an unknown name, you don't really have any, listen, you can't judge a book by its cover, you know what I mean?
Literally.
The old saying.
Literally. You know, I do find it, I used to always, whenever I would go to new people's houses, like on a date or something, or go over to a guy's house for the first time, I do look to see whether or not they have books, because that's very important to me.
Yeah.
I think it's,
I mean, have you ever been to someone's house that doesn't have a book?
Oh, yeah. I've been to people's houses where I've been like, what the fuck is happening here? 100%.
Did they just move?
No. I've been to...
Interesting.
I've been to many a home where the books were very sparse. And, you know, I did... When I moved to LA, I donated a lot of old books of mine.
Yeah.
And books are the, I love books so much, but like I want to have a huge library one day. Like that's my dream, to have a house with just a big library in it. Mostly because I like how that looks aesthetically. You know what I mean?
I would love to have a library as well.
Just like a color coded library.
I had a bunch of books. And then when I did my move the first time from LA to New York, I lost a bunch of them. I shipped them to myself. And the box got lost. The only time I've ever lost something shipping was all my books.
Really?
And records. And music records.
Music records? Yeah. That's crazy. Did they reimburse you? Did you have insurance?
I mean, they reimbursed me for a couple $100, but I used to buy a record every time I went to a new city, no matter what, like if it was in the U.S. or out of the country or whatever, I'd always just buy a record to like build up my collection. And so I had so many cool records. So that's not really something that I could ever get. Like money would never be able to replace that. But sometimes you just have to start over with your collections.
Sometimes I'm envious because, like, I'm not a collector. My personality is not a collector personality. And when I go to people's homes that have, like, incredible record collections or amazing collections of books or, like, even trinkets, I'm always like, God, what's wrong with me that I can't, like, commit to collecting something? Because it is a commitment.
Did you collect things as a child?
No.
I used to collect music boxes and teapots.
That's
cute. Or tea sets, actually. I think that for me, like with collecting, like the records, you know, music's a passion of mine. And so I liked the idea that, you know, every time I traveled somewhere new, there was a story behind each of the records. And like there was something, I don't know, I liked that sort of conversation behind it. So that's kind of why I did that there. But yeah, I think like when you collect things, it's really about like the memories that where each of them are from, you know?
The only thing I've ever collected is a long list of boys.
Well, that's a memory too. And there's a story there as well. So that's great. The one thing I'll never collect are spoons or like plates or any of that shit.
See, I kind of like a plate collection. A plate collection is like cute. Like when you go into those kitchens and you see a bunch of plates like hung up and displayed, I think it's cute. But it's also very like hoardery. I don't really know. When I was little, I think I wanted to collect things. I had aspirations to collect. Like I had this miniatures set that my mom bought me that was like a Parisian street scene that I was really into. I loved like miniature things, and I loved Polly Pocket, which is another miniature thing.
I feel like you did collect things because you had a bunch of stickers that you used to collect.
Yeah, I did used to collect a bunch of stickers and I'd put them on my door. But the dumb thing about collecting stickers when you're a kid is like the second you stick them, it's done. You know what I mean? Or maybe that was just me because other smarter sticker collectors wouldn't ever stick their stickers on anything. They would just keep them in like a trapper keeper.
You left. I think the thing with stickers, though, is you kind of leave that memory for someone else, you know?
Yeah, until you buy a house and the closet door is covered in stickers like mine was with the root beer float sticker I would huff. And the scratch and sniff, you know that's my fave.
Yeah.
And I actually scratch and sniffed a sticker yesterday because it was my nephew's birthday. And I was buying him a birthday card. And scratch and sniff stickers now smell disgusting to me.
Yeah, I'm not into scented things. I like a light perfume, but other than that,
I like a candle. I'll pop off with a scented candle.
Yeah, that's true. Candles, I guess, but yeah, no stickers. No like fake smells. At least with candles, you feel like they've sort of, you know,
had a life of their own.
They've like mowed some grass and like blended it with the wax or whatever.
Julie, how are you feeling this holiday season? Are you feeling happy or are you feeling depressed or what's up?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just adjusting to my new life and my new career, which is always, I think, an adjustment when you start something new or get a new job or whatever that is. You have to get into a new sort of exercise routine, eating routine, sleeping routine. So I've just been trying to focus on like that. And one thing that's been pretty interesting, you know, I like to move a lot. I've really been enjoying like not doing much at night for the first time in my life.
Well, when you're so busy during the day and when you're like, when your brain is being consumed by some other bullshit, doing things at night almost becomes like challenging. Holy shit. Do you want to know what happened to me yesterday? I meant to tell you.
Love it. Want to hear it.
Abe's dad was in town visiting, which was so fun. Okay. I love him so much.
And he proposed?
Abe proposed to me? No.
Okay. Just wondering.
No. What happened was I had a show and he came to see me perform. It was an earlier show. It was like an early evening show and I fucking bombed. It was so morbidly embarrassing. It was terrible.
And his dad was there?
Yes. And it was like his dad's first time seeing me do stand up. The show, it was like short sets. Everyone only got 4 minutes. And you also had to like complete tasks during your set. And it's a really fun show. And I just like, I don't know if it was the combination of like Abe's dad being there and me not wanting to be my like usual self and say my usual shit. But I just like fucking bombed so hard. It was crazy.
But isn't that what they say? Like, if you haven't done that before yet, then, like, you're never going to that's like a sign of being successful is bombing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's what people say to you when you bomb.
Got it.
You know, I think that that's like what people, when you do something really bad, they're like, yeah, but like, you know, it means you're really trying. It means you're like going through an adjustment period. You're figuring something out. You're like about to morph into like this big, beautiful new butterfly. And it's like, yeah, I hope you're fucking right.
I always think of it as in like, if you can like recover from that bomb and get back out there on the stage, then like that's what it's there for.
Well, I had a show after it that was way better, obviously, but it was
just... Did his dad come to that one?
No, and I wish he did, but actually I spent the majority of that time talking about vibrators, so maybe best that he didn't come to that one. I don't know. I'm like so weird about parents. Like Abe's mom is like so, and Abe's dad is cool. Both of his parents are so cool and loving and sweet, but I'm still in that like brain, I'm still in that mentality where I'm like, I will not curse in front of them, and like I will not say X, Y, and Z, and it's silly because I should just be myself on like my stage self, but sometimes it's hard and it like gets in your head, you know.
Well, it's hard to be your professional self with your significant other's parents and then also want to be like the perfect girlfriend or
it's also
partner.
Crazy because, like,
what I mean?
My professional self is like nuts. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
My like in relationship self just wants to be this like sweet, lovely, gentle person, you know? And I don't really like, I don't necessarily know if I want my boyfriend's dad to hear me talk about like fucking like cum and coke and all this stuff. And maybe I should just like clean up my act a little bit and my mouth a little bit and like not only talk about like horrifying things, you know?
Well, I think there's two things there. I think that like you can act a certain different way in your career than you are like in your relationship. And that can go for people where they're more like bossy in their career, or I don't like using that word bossy, but they're more, I guess like managerial in their career. And then in like their relationship, they're the ones that want their significant other to maybe wear the pants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that there's that, which is definitely something that happens for sure. And then I think that there's the other part of you maybe not wanting to share as much in your career. I don't really know.
Wait, also, I just realized your mom is listening to me say all of this.
Actually, I have headphones on.
Okay.
So my mom is like, only hearing my side of the story.
Because I was going to be like, God, I did it again. I just cursed myself as parents.
But that being said, I think that you should be who you want to be in comedy and in your career without feeling like you're going to be judged, you know what I mean?
I know. It's just like nerve-wracking when someone sees you do something for the first time and it's like, you know, you just like get in your head a little bit and you just, yeah, you're just, I just am in my head a little bit. I don't know, but whatever, it'll be fine. I'm trying to not like beat myself up over situations like this. And I'm just trying to be nicer to myself generally, which is something that I've been trying to work on for months, but it's proven to be challenging from time to time.
That is really challenging. Have you read my favorite book, The Untethered Soul?
No.
I told you to read it, Greta.
I know.
Like three times.
I need to read it. I'll read it. Is it long?
No, it's quick. I read it in like 2 days.
Oh.
It's all about being nicer to yourself and getting rid of the roommate in your head that talks mean to you.
Yeah. Well, does it work?
You know, I think it challenges you to think about things a different way. I think a lot of that sort of stuff takes practice.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't think you can ever read a book right away and you're like, I'm fixed. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That book that helps people quit smoking, a lot of people, it, like, really works. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I think that if they read that, too, don't they also really want... I guess that could be you really want to change, too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like if you're reading a book about quitting smoking, you really want to quit smoking.
Yeah, it's also amazing.
But if you're reading
to
a
me,
book about your brain, do you really want to help your brain? Probably that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had an addiction problem before, so I don't really know how that stuff works.
I mean, quitting smoking is insanely hard to do.
Yeah.
I just
never enjoyed smoking a cigarette. I tried and I just like didn't even know how to inhale.
Did you ever smoke weed?
Yeah.
Well, you inhaled then.
I just don't understand how people inhale cigarettes.
Yeah. I mean, I smoked cigarettes like in high school and like the first few years of college. And I used to love smoking cigarettes. And then like something happened where they immediately started to make me feel so fucking sick. And now I cannot stand the smell of a cigarette unless I'm in Europe.
You want a theme, always a theme.
No, there's something about like, you know, like place, time and place. Like, I don't drink rum, but like on vacation, I will definitely drink rum. You know what I mean?
But if she goes to Jamaica, she's got a pina colada.
Exactly. It's time and place. It's like, it's truly one of those things. You just.
What are you doing for the New Year's holiday, Greta?
I have no idea. I really don't know. I all that I know is I'm going to be back with you in New York in a few weeks, and then I'm going to Pennsylvania for Christmas, and then I don't really know what I'm doing for the New Year's holiday. I was thinking about, I don't know, maybe going to the desert, maybe doing something chill. I don't really know. New Year's always gives me anxiety. But Jilly, do you remember when we spent New Year's together a few years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say, we both got a New Year's kiss that year.
Yes, that we did. We did get a New Year's kiss that year. I get a New Year's kiss every year. Whether it's...
I got a New Year's kiss that year.
From a friend.
I never date men between the months of like November to March.
Which is so funny because that's like cuffing season. That's like the time.
Or maybe like November to February or something. I don't know.
Are you dating these days?
You know, I'm dating, but no one special.
Are you finding success?
Well, I haven't found anyone special, so whatever that means.
I was talking to my friend Kenzie on the way here, and we were talking about dating. And she was like, I guess dating is just a series of disappointments until you just become not disappointed.
Yeah, that's all it is. But that's with everything, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that that's
with
like...
With jobs, with like your friends, I don't know.
I think the challenging thing about dating is like thinking you understand someone or thinking you understand a situation and then having it just like completely flip on you. Like, that's what I think
I've sort of gotten to the place where I don't think there's any explanation for things. I think you just have to like... take what comes at you, and then you're like, and if it something happens or it doesn't work out, you're like, okay, I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out why, because that's a waste of time.
Yeah, but so many people do it because it's like we just see.
I'm here to tell you, don't do it. It's a waste of time to figure out why.
I agree with you, but people seek answers constantly, and it's like, I don't know, it's challenging because you want to give the person answers, but at the same time, it's like sometimes there just straight up is not an answer.
I don't think that a lot of times people know definitively why. I think only time can tell you why.
And that is very wise. And on that note, we're going to take a very quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Maybe we'll even answer some questions.
I love bras, and I love bras because I love boobs, and I love bras that fit your boobs, and I love Third Love because they create bras that fit. They create the perfect fit using millions of real women's measurements. Third Love designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind for an impeccable fit and incredible feel. Third Love is an industry leader with 70 sizes, including its signature half cup sizes. I think this is pretty cool because every boob is different. Even if you have two of them, one of them is a different size than the other. So it's cool that they have so many different options. They have cups from A through H, and 50% of women fall in between standard cup sizes. So that's kind of why they invented the half cup sizing, which I think is also pretty cool. They have comfort and quality in all their bras, tagless labels, so there's no itching. They don't have straps that slip off. Everything is ultra soft and smooth and lightweight. And they have super thin memory foam cups, everything that you would want in a bra. They also have this super cool thing called the Fit Finder Quiz, which you can just answer a bunch of questions on their website, and then they will tell you what bra size you should get. They also just launched a new cotton collection, which is pretty cool because I like cotton underwear and bras. They're fun. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now we are offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/lovin to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/lovin for 15% off.
Squarespace is the number one place you should be going to create a beautiful website. I've talked about this so many times before, but I am completely inept when it comes to technology and building things, and websites are so daunting to me, and I've never really been able to do it. But with Squarespace, I was able to build my own website, and it is amazing. It is amazing what you can do. You can turn truly any idea into a new website, and you can showcase your work or blog and publish content or sell products and services of all kinds, or you can promote your physical or online business or just announce an upcoming event or special project. There's so much you can do with Squarespace. They have the most beautiful templates created by amazing designers. They have super powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online. You can customize the look, the feel, the settings, the product, so much. And everything is optimized for a mobile device. So you don't need to worry about like sizing things and changing things. And it's just the best. Also, my favorite part about the whole thing is the 24/7 award-winning customer support. So if your website, if you can't figure something out, if it's not working, if something's being weird and glitchy, call them and they're always there for you, and it's great. They also just make it easy. You know, you can easily create a website by yourself. You don't need to spend $1 billion on a web designer, and it's amazing, and they look beautiful and so professional. And by the end, you'll be like, oh my God, I did that. And then you'll feel really good and you'll be like, I'm a genius, and it's incredible. Now in the new year, it's coming up. Pop that idea off with a website on Squarespace. Let your work shine. And, you know, if you're thinking like, oh, I have this idea for something and I don't really know what to do or how to start it with a website, and you'll be surprised how far that can take you. Okay, so here's what you have to do. You need to check out squarespace.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code LOVIN to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/lovin for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code LOVIN to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. And we're back.
We are back.
In that,
so Greta,
what?
You were saying that something crazy happened to you yesterday, and I assumed you got proposed to, but then I remembered in my head that you would probably call me instead of telling me live on Lady Lovin. But this had me thinking.
What did it have you thinking?
Have you picked out your ring?
This is a very organic way of bringing it up. Jilly and I, I was telling Jilly before we started recording the podcast that like I found this incredible diamond ring. It's psychotic. I mean, it's like out of control. It's a $200,000 diamond ring. That's like amazing and crazy and huge. It's like a 5-carat stone. It's gigantic. And I am just like, yeah, that's my fucking ring.
I want a pink diamond like J-Lo.
You know who has a gorgeous pink, and when it was Bennifer, right? Wasn't that her ring to Bennifer?
J-Lo and Ben.
Here's the thing. Like, if everyone feels, like, shame or whatever that they want a big diamond ring or, like, it's something to feel bad about. But, like, quite frankly, if you are going to make me wear an ornament on my body indicating that I am taken by you, like, indicating that I am, you know, with someone legally bound to them, like, let's make that ornament a big fucking ornament. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like if we're going to make that statement, let's make it a really big statement.
Do it, girl. I mean, I could see you living large like that.
I don't know. I mean, look, if you want a small ring, if that's your taste, then that's wonderful and great. But there is nothing worse than, like, seeing people hate their engagement ring.
Hate their engagement ring?
Yeah, I know like two people who really do not like their engagement ring, but like can't do anything about it because that's just it.
I've never met anyone like that before.
Yeah, I know two people that like genuinely don't like it.
It definitely probably happens.
Yeah.
Most of the people that I know that have been engaged are very, they knew what they wanted and their husbands knew what they wanted. You know what I mean? There was no surprise there.
I will say it is like engagement high season right now. People love to propose to people during the holidays. Like, love it.
The beginning is November, and then it ends after Valentine's Day.
Two of Abe's best friends got engaged on the same day this month.
I feel like a lot of Abe's friends are married.
A lot of Abe's friends are married, and a lot of Abe's friends are engaged, but then there's a whole other pocket of friends that are not married.
Abe had some cute friends at his birthday party.
He does have some cute friends. You know, I feel like my group of all of my close friends are for the most part either married or single.
Yeah, same.
Like, I feel I don't really have that many friends with boyfriends. Like, most of my friends are just single or married. Like, married. No one that I really know has boyfriends right now, which I think is great. Or, like, in a relation, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever it may be. Like, no one is really in a relationship.
Well, I feel like we're at the age where if you have a boyfriend, you're getting married.
Yeah.
Because we're older. And so it's either, like, that's the journey or you're single.
What happens when you, like, find out your ex is dating some? Like, if you find out that your ex is dating someone, are you looking at that person's profile even if you don't care about your ex anymore?
No. I think that's really harmful to yourself because I think a lot of people can compare themselves to their ex's new partner, and I think that that's really not healthy.
I mean, a lot of people compare them.
I take the stance.
You took the stance at what? Looking.
I don't look at anything. I never even look at my ex-boyfriend's Instagrams, though. Like, I have no idea who they're dating.
Yeah.
I just don't want to know.
I mean, it's not a good hole to go down for sure.
I'm all about moving forward with everything in my life, so I just can't be, like, stopped to pay any attention to stuff that will make me feel bad.
Yeah, you know, it's just, like, shitty. I'm not shitty for me, but, like, I'm such a voyeur. I am so addicted to, like, looking into other people's lives and, like, looking at other people's shit that, like, I'll find myself sometimes looking at people that totally, like, I don't even know how I got there or why I'm looking at them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do that too. But I think with the ex stuff, I used to do that a lot more when I was younger, but it would always make me feel bad or I would be sitting there, like, looking at someone's, like, wife who I dated, like, 4 years ago. And then I was like, what kind of value is this bringing to my life other than, like, distracting me from things that I care about or I'm, like, doing? Or I don't know. I just feel like it's, like, why? What is the point of that? Like, I'd rather watch a TV show or, like, read something or hang out with someone than look at, like, an ex-boyfriend's new life.
I love Jillie's, like, I'd rather watch TV. I mean, fair. I'd rather, you know what TV show I've, like, stupidly gotten into? First of all, I'm obsessed with Riverdale, which is, like, besides the point. But I've also
got you're living your teen dream with Riverdale.
Oh, my God. Riverdale is, like, iconic. And if anybody out there is watching, please DM me because I'm trying to find more people to talk about the show with and, like, no. I mean,
I feel like you could be on Riverdale.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. Marissa, do you listen to Riverdale?
I do.
You do? Yeah. I mean, listen to. I just listen to. You watch it? Okay, see, this is, now I will talk to you about Riverdale. Because no one, I talk about it with, like, two of my guy friends, and that's it. I feel like everyone thinks it's a dumb show, but it's not. I mean, it is dumb. It is dumb. It's a soap opera. But it's, like, addicting to watch.
Yeah, it's really hot.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hot-ass high schoolers. Jillie, you need to watch just for these, like, fucking bodies. It's crazy. Cheryl Blossom is one of the hottest girls on the planet. And then KJ Apa's body is out of control. It is, like, they look like Abercrombie models.
I was always wondering who that guy was.
Yeah, he's Archie.
KJ Apa. He's always in my feed.
Really?
Yeah, KJ Apa's, like, always in my Discover page. I'm like, who is this?
That's really funny. No, KJ Apa plays Archie, and KJ Apa plays Archie, and Cole Sprouse plays Jughead. And not gonna lie, Cole Sprouse as Jughead is very hot. Like, those twins, they, like, really came up from Zach and Cody and Big Daddy, and they're hot.
I'm obsessed with The Marvelous Miss Maisel, and the second season comes back on Wednesday, and I am thrilled.
Jilly, you know who's a big-time script supervisor, writer consultant over there, is Noah Gardenswartz, who was on our podcast before.
He was on our podcast, and he's very funny, and he is a writer on that show.
And, you know, another engagement. He got engaged to Esther. Another engagement.
I know. Another always engaged. They're a cute couple.
Yeah.
They were both on our podcast. Remember when he came on our podcast and he goes, I'm not looking for love, like, whatever. Like, I don't care about being in a relationship.
And then
That weekend met her, and then now they're engaged.
It's so crazy. Life is a highway, you know, and I want to ride it all night long.
I know.
Something that I did want to talk about quickly before we sign off is, and we were, like, kind of talking about it, looking at other people's, like, Instagram pages and comparing yourself and whatnot, which I know is a theme that we talk about a lot, but everyone is affected by it constantly.
They are.
And we had a listener write us in, and she, I'm just going to summarize the email, but basically she feels as though her boyfriend is, like, in love with her, but is also equally as in love with an Instagram model. And I just think that, like, you can't, I mean, we all have, like, celebrity crushes, and you just cannot, like, she's, like, really upset about this, and you just, like, can't let yourself do that, girl.
Yeah, I agree. I think that comparison is horrible, and I think that you also shouldn't, you can't worry about, like, a celeb crush. Like, that's not reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. And also, well, she's saying that it's like this one woman, like, it posts a lot of her pictures of herself in bikinis and, like, on the beach and in swimwear, and it's like, you know, it's a sexy Instagram page, and she compares herself to that, and it's like, it's just, there's it's such a waste of your time comparing yourself to that. Like, it's just not, it's, I don't know. I don't even know. It makes me upset that women feel that they are being, like, held to a certain standard, or that, like, I don't know. I just, it's.
Well, I think it goes two ways. I think that women should be allowed to post whatever content they want on Instagram, and they should, and not have to feel, like, judged. And I think that other women shouldn't feel like they need to do that because they see someone else do that. So I think that it goes, like, both ways. Like, you need to just, like, figure out you and, like, worry about that and not be so affected by other people's actions.
No, I mean, I completely agree. I think everyone should be able to post so long as what you're posting isn't harming, like, other people and being hateful and, like, wrong. Fucking post away and do whatever you want. Post whatever you want of yourself. I just think that it's sad that we're, like, that people really feel a pressure of this, like, comparison thing, because on the internet and on platforms where we have constant access to people, you can, like, constantly look at these people's lives, you know? And I think it's about, like not doing that, putting boundaries up on yourself, and just, like, trying to make a commitment to yourself to not do that.
Yeah. One thing that's so interesting is, for me, I feel like the internet made me feel more empowered because I saw more people that, like, looked like me posting sexy photos or just sharing their life versus feeling like it makes me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I go through such highs and lows with the internet. Sometimes the internet feels like such a warm, inviting, exciting place for me, and other times I feel really bad about myself. I get really low on myself. I feel like I'm not present enough or funny enough. Like, I don't know. The internet is I have a real love hate with it. Like, right now, I'm trying to not be on Instagram as much, because sometimes I would find myself just, like, getting in a hole and spending, like, so much time on that app. And I think that going away and, like, being busy with work and stuff and having a moment away from it made me, like, it was good for me, but at the same time, then I was like, oh my God, I haven't been on this app. Like, people are going to forget about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I don't know. I have such a complicated relationship with social media specifically.
I think that everyone does. I think that's a normal thing. I think the same way that we have to take time to, you know, think about our diet and think about our exercise, I think we also have to take time to think about our internet intake. I think it fits in the exact same category. And I think, like, as this younger generation grows up, you know, being born with technology and using that throughout their whole entire youth, there's going to be so many more, I think, self-care practices when it comes to, like, the internet and technology.
I hope so. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think so. I mean, that's what you're doing right now, though, is with self-care. I mean, Arianna Huffington has that app Thrive.
Yeah.
You know, so you spend less time on your phone. I think a bunch of other, you know, CEOs that have tech companies are trying to employ different tactics so people don't feel like they always need to be, like, connected, you know?
And, like, plugged in and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard, though. Like, in entertainment, everyone expects you to be, like, popping off all the time. And, like, especially when you're a comedian, everyone expects you to be, like, posting funny shit constantly. And, like, for some people, that comes with such ease. Some people are so good about it. But for me, like, sometimes I find that I just second guess so much shit. And people are like, you can't second guess yourself, blah, 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 blah. But for me, like, sometimes I do. And I don't know. It's things that I'm trying to work on, but it's like, it's hard for me. It's just hard.
Yeah. Well, I think with that too, there's like a bunch of different, I mean, with like being creative and using like social media as like a creative outlet or to kind of like share your craft. It's like, you don't necessarily want to give everything away over the internet, but you do want to like use it to help your career, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a very tricky balance of like what you post and when you post it and how often versus like what you ultimately want your goal of your career to be, you know?
Right.
I don't know. I could say a lot about social media.
We can have a whole episode where we talk about social media. Maybe next episode we talk all about social media, because next episode we'll start our 4-episode countdown till the Lady Lovin' hiatus begins.
Yes. Until we only will release seasons.
Yeah. All right. Jillie, who's your lady loving?
Seasons?
Yeah.
My lady loving is going to be my beautiful mother who spent the weekend with me. She flew in from Orange County and we had a lot of fun and we always have fun together. But I love when I get to spend girl time with my mother.
I love that. My lady loving is going to be Michelle Obama, obviously. And then it's going to be Mrs. Claus because, like, honestly, she really just gets the short end of the stick during this holiday time. And it's like she's holding down that house, you know? She's making sure that shit doesn't, like, fucking pop off or whatever. And, like, I just want Mrs. Claus to know that I love her, you know?
I do. Now I do. I didn't before, but you got me.
Oh, also happy Hanukkah, everyone. Did we already talk about Hanukkah? It is. It's Hanukkah.
Did you know that it's we're recording on the first night of Hanukkah?
I know. Happy Hanukkah.
So thank you for saying that. I forgot.
Happy Hanukkah. I hope everyone has a great week. And, you know, even if you aren't observing Hanukkah, just like treat yourself to a little present. Holiday season is really hard, especially for anyone out there. I know for me, having my mom being dead, holidays are really hard for me. So if you're going through like a grieving period or you're feeling sad or you're feeling lonely, be like nice to yourself and maybe like get yourself a little massage. Get yourself that cookie at Starbucks. Get yourself that cake ball. You know what I mean?
That cake ball. Those cake balls are good.
Yeah, those cake balls are really good. And also, I think under 200 calories. So I'm here for that. All right. Well, I love you, Jillie.
I love you, Greta. I'll talk to you.
Hopefully you'll tell me very soon.
When you get engaged over
the holidays. Oh, my God. I'm not getting engaged over the holidays.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.